And this talk will be in English, so I switch to English now. And so let's talk about Milan and Pipewire. This is a project from Alex and me. Alex, unfortunately, can't be here today, so I will also present on his behalf. And before we go into the details, a quick disclaimer. Alex and I, we also work in our day jobs on Milan and integrating Milan into professional audio products. This project here is a side project, a hobby project, if you want. So there is no commercial interest behind this, just that you know. So, okay, I see my clicker is not working. Fine, let's put it, try it from here. So, in case you have never heard about Pipewire, Pipewire is a multimedia framework for Linux, which allows you to handle audio and video streams. It was created in 2017 by Wim Tijmans. This is also the father of GStreamer, if you are familiar with that framework. And Pipewire in general has a very modular approach, so it allows basically to send audio to everything if you implement the necessary module, which is quite nice. So Pipewire is the one part. The other important part here is TSN and Milan, and I'm trying to explain to you now how they are getting together. And we will start on the top with time-sensitive networking, short TSN. If you ask me what is TSN about, I can tell you it's deterministic streaming with bounded latency. Very nice sentence. When I heard it for the first time, I did not understand what it means. So in simpler words, we can say when we send a packet over a network to a receiver, we can say how long the transmission takes because that's determinism. And on top of that, we can say, okay, we need a packet within that time at the receiver. So now we have a bounded latency. So these are the two terms, determinism and bounded latency. How is that achieved? There are three main components to that. The first one is time synchronization. So all devices in the network have a common understanding of time, the senders, the receivers, and all the switches in between. Furthermore, the technology measures the transmission delay between each port, basically. So we measure the cable length, and then we can precisely say how long the transmission takes. Second part is the traffic shaping. So there are fair queuing mechanisms implemented, which allow deterministic delivery towards the bounded latency. And the last main part is the bandwidth reservation. So when a stream is established between a sender and the receiver, that is reserved then exclusively for that stream. The bandwidth is gone. It cannot be used for anything else. Important here is to understand when no streams are active, the bandwidth is available for everything else. So only when a stream is requested or established, then the bandwidth is reserved for that specific part. Okay, so these are the three main pillars, so to say, of TSN. How does Milan now fit into the picture? And for that, we have to take an even bigger step back. So on top here, you can see the time-sensitive networking suite, which is quite broad. It can be used for a lot of industries. As of my knowledge today, it is used in automotive, automation, and also Pro AV. But it is very broad, and we don't need all of it. So we narrow it down a little bit to the audio-video bridging, or short AVB, set of specifications. The first AVB specification was released in 2011. Both of them are standardized by the IEEE. If you never heard of the IEEE is the standardization body behind Ethernet and Wi-Fi, for example. And AVB in general is a nice set of specifications, but it's still quite broad. So when you look at the beginning times of audio devices, there were AVB devices that claimed to support AVB, but they could not speak to each other. So what do we need here? We need something that is interoperable. And this is where the Avenue and the Milan specification comes in. So the Avenue is a consortium of companies that aim to create an interoperable ecosystem. And Milan devices can speak to each other regardless of manufacturer. The Milan specification basically ensures interoperability. The first Milan specification was released in 2018. So I explained to you now the TSN suite of specifications, then we narrow it down to Milan. And as you just learned, Milan is a subset or a profile of AVB, and Pipewire already has a AVB module. So we thought, let's give it a try, implement Milan on top of it. How hard can it be? And before we go into the details here, let's have a quick look at the current situation. So for Milan, there is no open source solution available to my knowledge. There are a couple of open source projects which are either not completely covering the Milan topic or the AVB for Linux project, which does not support Milan but legacy AVB. The benefits are quite obvious in my opinion. So if we have a platform that supports Milan now, developers can easier get into that topic, play around with it. Open source tools for Linux systems are always a great idea in my opinion. And if you are coming from the creative community and want to work with Linux devices, then you could do that as well with Milan. So all good reasons to implement Milan on top of the Pipewire AVB module. And for this first proof of concept, we looked into that, Alex and I. And for the Milan specification, we need on top of the three TSN pillars that I just explained to you, a mechanism to control and manage the devices. And of course, we want to do professional audio. So we need a specification how to transmit and receive audio. When looking into these sections, let's say, we start with the timing synchronization part. And lucky us, there is already a library available or a module available called Linux PDP. It is very well documented. It works out of the box. You can attach it to Pipewire AVB. It's already prepared. So on that part, we are done. Very good. Then for the control and management solution, there is a lightweight AVB control protocol already implemented. For this proof of concept, we decided to extend the existing implementation. For the future, we could also think that maybe the AVDEC library from L-Acoustics, which is also publicly available, could be used there. One question that arose already is Pipewire is MIT licensed. This AVDEC library is LGPL licensed. Do they fit together or not? I don't know from the top of my head. So this is one thing that needs to be investigated. For the audio part, it is quite easy again. So in later specifications of the AVB suite, there was a new audio format called AAF. The legacy format is already in Pipewire AVB, so we just had to extend a little bit here and there, and then AAF support was given. Very nice. We can check that off as well. And now to the last part, the bandwidth reservation and traffic shaping. I explained it to you on my previous slide as two separate things. Actually, they are coupled quite tight to each other. So for the bandwidth reservation, there is the MRP protocol, which is a signaling protocol where bandwidth requirements and so on are communicated between the participants. This is already part of AVB. So we identified a couple of bugs that we fixed, and then it was good. For the traffic shaping part itself, if you have a source, you need to obey the transmission opportunity windows for TSN, which in that case are 8,000 packets per second, one packet every 125 microseconds. And there are some quite nice hardware offloading features in the Intel network cards, which are also well documented. So we used the earliest TX time first feature of the I-210 NIC. So these are the four parts that we implemented. I made it sound now very easy, like we did it in a day or two. It actually was a little bit more reading and head scratching, but in the end, we managed to get it done. A couple of things that I want to show you because they were quite interesting. For example, when we looked into the details of the listener control state machine, so this is part of this ATDEC control and management thing, we identified approximately 50 states that need to be implemented. For this proof of concept, we implemented 10 of them. Then also, once we had the Milan part implemented here, we we're looking for ways to configure PTP and the traffic shaping, the offloading, and I can see something went wrong there in my presentation. Behind that green bar is something when we misconfigured PTP, so the system time was linked to PTP and suddenly all commits in that repository were 52 years in the future. I think technology cannot get more future-proof at the moment than with that. And yeah, as I said, so the PTP configuration and the traffic shaper configuration are now in nice bash scripts, and we basically now have a proof of concept. So Milan for Everyone is here. It is in a very early experimental state. It is not quite stable yet. We are able to send Milan traffic into the network. We are able to receive traffic, and we have some basic control and management functions implemented. Of course, all this needs to be improved. So precision-wise, and also the control and management part needs to be fully implemented. And I personally think it would also help people if integration and setup would be easier than it is currently. So maybe one general bash script or no bash script at all. Don't know. We'll figure something out. And if you are here today to contribute to a cool new open source project, come talk to me after this talk. I have a billion ideas what could be done. So, yeah, I told you we have a talker implemented, and actually I brought my system here with me today. It's this unspectacular black box on the floor here. So what I want to show you now is my Linux computer running Arch Linux and playing audio over the E210 network card. Obeying the Milan protocol, we send that traffic to a DNB Audio-Technic DS20. That's a Milan format converter, which converts Milan audio into digital audio. This is what I'm sending to the mixing console, and if all goes well, you guys will hear some music. And I will demonstrate that now live. So, I realize I need to put that on that screen as well. Awesome. Okay, so I prepared a couple of things already. So the first thing we need to do is to build and install Pipewire. This also configures the traffic shaping in the network card. The next thing in a separate terminal is that I start the PTP. Which takes a couple of seconds. Yep, that doesn't look too bad. So now I can start Pipewire, which is now here. And now I use the Pipewire GUI to connect my media player here on my Linux machine to the AVB Milan sync, which showed up here now. I already tried if it works, of course, so the connection is already made. And the last thing I need to do in my Milan controller here, I have my Pipewire set up, and I connect the stream now. And yeah, luckily we hear some music. Thank you very much. Let me go to my final slide. So this concludes my talk already. You can see, you can hear some music. We were lucky, it's not that stable. It did not work that well when I tried it before the talk, so quite nice. Again, we need contributions. If you want to contribute or want to figure out what TSN and Milan is about, come talk to me. The code is available on GitHub. The link is here on the slide. And if you have any questions, then please feel free to ask.
Thank you, Simon. Are there any questions?
I also take questions in German, if that's easier.
Yeah. Yes. The question was, what do you need to build that at home?
Yeah. So basically, you need a Linux machine. I recommend using an i210 Intel network card. So, and in theory, you would need two network cards that you can communicate to each other. That would be the simplest setup I can think of. And then you can play around with it and make it more stable.
All right. Any other questions? Yes?
There is this hardware offloading part for the traffic shaping that is supported on the hardware, as I just said, which seems to be an Intel unique feature.
To repeat the question, was what was that special about a E200 network card?
Thanks. Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, doesn't seem like it. Then thank you all for listening, and thank you, Simon.
Thank you.